Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Zachary Blakeney of Soulforce Training. Zachary, it's awesome to have you on the show. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Zachary so you can get a better idea of everything that he's been able to accomplish and all the awesome things that he's doing. So Zachary is the owner of Soulforce Training. He chooses love and he chooses to be happy. Both feelings are centered around his passion for helping his clients transform their lives. He uses health and fitness as the catalyst for a complete mindset shift, creating a new thought process and a positive outlook on life. His teachings are centered around the power of self-belief, overcoming limiting beliefs, goal setting, nutrition, and workout programming. Zachary, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
Absolutely.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, what I wanted to do was just kind of pass you the mic to hear a little bit more about your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Man, absolutely. It's been an interesting ride throughout my 20s. I'm about to be 32. And to tell the story, I guess, because my business is focused around health and fitness, I feel like you should tell the health and fitness story and then how it turned into a business. So I was always an active person, very in sports, you know, a three-sport athlete. And then I ended up playing college baseball, ended up hurting my arm. And, you know, if you would have known me before who I am now, I was kind of a bratty kid. You know, I felt entitled to what was mine and I worked for it. And obviously I had some results that made me think that way. But once I got injured, it was, you know, a completely different story. I lost all my confidence. I started gaining weight. I was in the middle of college. So I was around all my friends that were going out and drinking at night and eating Taco Bell at 2 a.m. And then in 6 months, you know, I didn't want to put in the work to rehab my arm. And in 6 months, I'd gained, you know, about 35 pounds. I remember the moment, you know, I was looking at a picture. It's always something like this for most of my clients as well, but it was a picture that somebody had taken of me and then they posted on Facebook. And I just looked so terribly miserable. And I remember thinking what I was thinking at the time, which was, you know, I was sad about myself. I was kind of had no direction on what I wanted to do. Even my grades started to slip and I had always been a pretty good student as well. And really, after that moment, I decided to reach out to my baseball strength and conditioning coach who had tried to assist me before, but with kind of a different mindset. You know, once you kind of hit rock bottom for your mental game, you know, you just got to find somebody out there that can help you, because really, once you're inside your mind, that's a dangerous place to be. So he set me up with a meal plan and some workout programming. And over the next 6 to 8 weeks, I changed my mindset. I was waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And as a college student, that's pretty much unheard of. My weight training and my cardio. And over that, you know, 8 weeks, I had lost the 30 pounds I'd gained. But what else did I gain during that time? Really, it was the confidence and the self-awareness to know that, one, I wasn't as good as I thought I was. I wasn't on this pedestal where I'm better than everybody else. I actually needed help just like everyone else. And also just starting to really project a more positive image. You know, I felt great about myself. I was conquering goals, daily goals, you know, watching the weight go down. And all those things translated to me becoming a new and different person with like a different outlook on life. And I knew at that point, you know, I was going to school for education. I was going to be an educator. I actually got my master's in education. But I knew at that point that my passion was to provide a service to somebody specifically in health and fitness. So I ended up finishing my degrees, which I value very much. They've taught me a lot about how to teach and how to coach. And I started my own business. So I was going to do personal training. And I actually did like in-home personal training. I would travel to my clients' houses so they wouldn't have to go to a gym. The unfortunate part about that is I had no idea how to run a business. That was my forte. So I was taking in this cash and, you know, I was serving at the time too. So I was supplementing my income with serving, but it scared me wanting to know about taxes and, you know, profits and what I could write off for my business. I had no idea. So that serving at the time turned into an offer to be a manager at a restaurant called Longhorn Steakhouse. And as a 23, 24-year-old, I decided to take that offer because I wanted benefits, you know, the health benefits and, oh, I get a set salary. And, you know, when somebody throws $40,000 out at you, you know, and you're making barely anything, you're like, man, this is great. So went through that process of being a manager and kind of moved up in the ranks of restaurant management, which again, I so much value now because it taught me how to run a business. You know, if I wouldn't have gone through this process, I wouldn't know what I know today to be able to make myself as or bring the success that I have so far. So I ended up meeting my wife, who is actually my partner in Soulforce Training, Celinda, in about, well, that was 2011, and I was still in restaurant management. And we got together, and man, she is the epitome of just this positive, bright energy. Anybody that comes in contact with her, she's just magnetic. And I saw this in her, and she also had a passion for fitness. And then she started doing her own personal training business. And I kind of helped her launch her personal training business. And it started off as Team Soul, which again, Celinda, which is still where Soul and the Soul Force comes from. Mm-hmm. And I was assisting her on the side, but I was just watching her, you know, becoming so passionate about what she was doing and transforming lives. And like, you know, I'm sitting here serving food. And although, you know, it's nice to see like, oh, you cook a steak right and, you know, your guest is happy and there's fulfillment in that, but only so deep. So I decided to leave my job. And the moment that I decided was a time in which I was just kind of sitting in the restaurant and I was just blank face, not thinking about anything. Almost very similar to the moment in my fitness journey in which like I felt really low about myself and I was feeling the same way, regardless of what I looked like. So I decided to leave my job and I wanted to have the courage to join my wife in, you know, creating our own business. But unfortunately, as I was deciding to leave my job, another company, which was a startup supplement company, kind of swooped in and offered me a position of what would be a CEO of a growing company. And I chose to go that route again. And I think, again, fear kind of came into play of doing something for myself or actually maybe even being in business with my wife, which was a whole nother story. So I did the supplement company. Unfortunately, it was the same thing. I wasn't passionate about it. You know, I liked running the business, but it didn't bring me any fulfillment. The ownership was difficult to deal with. And after about a year, the company was pretty much bankrupt. We had done a pretty good job selling product. We had probably increased our accounts from about 10 to 150 in that year, but there was just a mismanagement of funds. And, you know, I learned a lot during that time about actually managing funds and then also targeted social media marketing. So after that failed, I finally bit the dust and my wife was already a little bit irritated with me for not joining her, you know, a year prior, and I joined. And man, ever since that has happened, it is like we step in gold every single day. We've been going for, this is our second year of operations as Soulforce. And it's just been an amazing ride since.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I imagine that probably helps you out from a client standpoint too, and being able to have the story and be able to kind of make that connection with them if they're going through difficult times. So I wanted to drill down a little bit deeper to figure out like and hear about the services and way that you serve the clients that you work with.
Absolutely. So we have two different main, I guess you could say, clientele. One, we do bodybuilding shows. So my wife and myself, we compete in bodybuilding. My wife achieved pro status in bodybuilding a couple of years ago. So we have this passion for bodybuilding and kind of for the same reason that we have a passion for transforming the lives of the regular Joe, you know, just a regular gym goer. Because over that time, again, you see the transformation of their mind and body. They go from thinking that they can't or they never will to believing in themselves, and by believing in themselves to do maybe stepping on stage for a bodybuilding show, and which it can be nerve-wracking in its own right. You're about to step on stage and in a swimsuit essentially in front of hundreds of people. Overcoming those type of challenges inside of contest preparation translates to what they do with their personal life and their relationships and how they interact with people and even their business. You know, a lot of our clients report making more money during their contest preparation because they're so motivated, especially if they're an entrepreneur, if they're in sales. The other market that we serve is, you know, men and women, business men and women who have done very well for themselves. But again, a lot of times when we do well for themselves, they put their health and their fitness on the back burner. And eventually it comes to a point where they need to feel good about themselves. I think we all come to a point actually in our business or even in your work, if you have a job, where you hit a wall and you need something, someone, you know, whether it's a business coach or even we believe fitness, to kind of get you over the hump and get you to the next level of your life. And that's where we come in. And we kind of make them understand that, you know, by putting themselves first, they're able to service people way better. You know, they're able to project themselves better. They are better at communicating. You know, all these things come into play in which results in them being able to basically level up to the next transition of their life.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call like your secret sauce. What do you feel like makes Soulforce training unique?
I think it's that we focus on the mind first. That's where we come in. You know, this mindset shift of being strong mentally, understanding that, you know, taking your goals day by day. And as you conquer these small goals, you know, eating your good meals, you know, your whole foods, you know, doing your cardio, doing your weight training, it builds momentum like a snowball. And then after a while, it does become a little bit easier. But that's really how we get our clients to get such great results, is by focusing on the mind first.
That makes perfect sense. And now I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So this might just be like one thing that you feel like is a good resource, an app or a book that you can kind of lean on that makes you more effective and efficient.
Sure. You know, I'm going to go a little bit off base. I'm just going to talk about my morning routine as being probably the most influential practice that I do today. So meditation has been huge for me. I absolutely love it. And I do it every morning for about 20 minutes. Currently, I also do a little bit of cardio, probably about 20 minutes as well, whether it's just walking on a treadmill and an incline, something to get my heart moving. After I've done this meditation, I always have a gratitude practice. So I want to think about five things that I'm grateful for in my life. And then the last thing that I do is what I call the future four. So I think about, I've done it for today. I think about how I want to interact with people today. I think about how I want to tackle challenges today. I think about who maybe needs a message today out of my clients and what message that might be. And then I like to think about where I want to be 5 years from now. And again, when I think about the five-year thing, I try and think about not necessarily like where I am or how much money I'm making or what house I'm living in. I actually more focus on the feeling. What do I want to feel 5 years from now? And that's kind of how I start off my morning. And as long as I start off my morning, and I'll be honest, you know, I'm about, let's say I'm about 90%. There are days where I definitely fail at doing my morning routine. I can definitely feel the difference in my interactions with people and my productivity, even in my mindset. So that's just been a huge thing for me and something that I would recommend to anybody practice.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And now I wanted to ask you, I know we're getting a little bit closer on time, but I wanted to ask you for what I would call a CEO nugget. And this might be a word of wisdom or a piece of advice that you might have for entrepreneurs and business owners?
I would say don't be afraid to learn from somebody else. My biggest thing, I guess I would say, is like, you don't have to do this alone. Besides the fact there's so much free resources out there with these people like Gary Vee, you can go to his social media and learn so much. But actually like reaching out and investing in yourself and investing in your business so that you can continue to grow.
Makes perfect sense. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, what I want to ask you, which is what my favorite question is what does and how would you define being a CEO?
To me, man, especially in today's world, CEO, I think, is personal accountability and awareness. You have to have both of those to actually have a CEO mindset, because if you're on top or you're running your own business, you have to have standards for yourself. And then the thing that you have to do next is uphold yourself to those standards. And if you can't do that fundamental thing, then you're going to be inconsistent, and your inconsistency is going to drive your business downward. And then awareness, you know, as you continue on your journey of your business or being an entrepreneur, you know, you have to become aware of the way that you are and maybe the things that you, the traits that you have that are detrimental to your growth, the traits that you can leverage, that you do really well, that you leverage to continue to grow your business. But if you're not self-aware, then again, your ability to grow and learn is going to be hindered.
I would definitely agree with that. So those are great kind of words of wisdom and pieces of advice. Zachary, I truly appreciate you for taking some time out of your schedule to kind of speak with us about your business and your story and what kind of led you to get started. I wanted to pass you to Mike to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know, and then how best people can kind of get a hold of you.
I would say to the readers and listeners that there is a large amount, too much, I would say, negativity in this world. And the negativity is created by your environment. So if your environment is a negative environment, you need to remove yourself immediately, even if it's your family, it's friends that have been friends for a long time. There are a lot of great things in this world, and it's all about how you think. It's controlling your thoughts. It's understanding that you create your own reality. And as long as, again, we go back to awareness, as long as you're aware that, you know, you can shift your mindset at any time, you can change your environment anytime, and you need to if it's something that's holding you back from being the person that you want to be. You can get in touch with me. We are currently under construction for a website, but for right now, on Instagram, at Soulforce Training is our business. My wife, you can contact her at Celinda Blakeney. myself at Zach Blakeney. And then we also have a Facebook URL for Soulforce Training and our personal pages, which again, you can just search the pages. That would be the best way to get in touch with us now. And man, I can't tell you enough. I had a little bit of chills earlier just being on the podcast because this has been something that I've always wanted to do. So Gresh, I really appreciate you reaching out to me and letting me be on the show today.
No problem. I appreciate you and all the awesome things that you're doing. And we'll definitely make sure to have the links in the show notes so that anybody can follow you and your wife. But again, you know, you're doing some awesome work and some awesome things, and great to hear about your story and your process to get to where you are now. So I just hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
All right. Thank you, Gresh.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.